Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, May the 20th, and the whole week ahead. Well, the Sun is going to move into Gemini, and as an Aries, this is good because over the next 4 weeks, you can meet people, you can interact and socialise. Don't be at all surprised if you get an invitation for a big community do. From a barbecue to an investiture to whatever you want it to be. But there is a lot to be said for connecting with your community over the next 4 weeks. And here's your Sunday stars. The moon square to Saturn and then the moon moving into your sign brings a great deal of enlightenment. So even if you wake up feeling a bit depressed or down or dowdy, don't worry because the energy will really lift. The effect of the moon and sun working well together is like a shaft of light, a shaft of inspiration, and that's what's coming your way later today. And here's your Monday stars. The moon in Aries links to 1, 2, 3, 4 planets, but I particularly like the connection to Venus. So if you've been thinking of giving yourself a bit of a makeover, even an MOT physically, this is a very good time to do it. Whether you get your hair done or buy yourself a whole new outfit, it's about looking good, because by looking good, you'll be feeling good too. And here's your Tuesday stars. Now this is an excellent day for doing things that are linked to business or anything practical. Why? Because there's also a connection with charisma. Now what does that mean? It means by taking something ordinary, you have the ability to make it special. You have a terrific personal charm about you today. Use it well and you'll find a lot of people will come rushing to your door. Here's your Wednesday stars. A good day to deal with all finances, whether big or small. And that means dealing with bills or going through anything where cash is concerned. The link with the stars tells me that the more circumspect you are over cash, the better. You may even find that you've got more than your first thought, but it's about being careful and it's about being economical too. And here's your Thursday stars. There's a new moon and it's in Gemini. You know what this does is it magnifies this whole energy of your local community. I said earlier in the week, you've got a month-long period now when by connecting with people immediately close to you, where you live, where you work, all of those things is very good for you. And the new moon also means over the next couple of weeks, don't be at all surprised if there's a birth or a connection with something new that's born to you, even an idea. And here's your Friday stars. The moon's in Gemini and it comes off that lovely new moon yesterday. You know, connecting with brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, or even your next door neighbour, it doesn't matter who, but it is about socialising and interacting. The stars around you now are primed for communication. So the more communicating you do on any level you like, the more it will come back to you in a good way.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.